Did you like that? I mean, did you really like that? Yeah, kinda knew you would. Now stick around, there's more to come on the next hour of True Fidelity.
nothing but the sleight of hand. I seen all that. You know we were going wrong. Can't give me that low. Can't give me that low, no, no. Can't get that low. Can't get that low.
Oh, So, dude, like, I was watching TV the other day, and it was like a computer, but it was like a TV, and it played songs, but instead of the radio, which sucks and plays the same songs, like, all the time, this plays different songs all the time.
Dude, that's awesome. I think you had enough, though, man. Stop Bogarting. Pass the True Fidelity.
Hello, everybody. I'm Big D, and you are listening to the True Fidelity Show, our number two. Who else we have in the room here?
Voxy.
C-Fry.
Patrick Galactic.
Galactic.
Yeah.
He flew on in.
Yeah, I transported in.
Magically appeared.
And on one.
And Squeeze is on the board. Mm-hmm. So it's a full house now.
It is.
We're complete. We're a family.
That's right.
We can continue. You know, I love doing the first hour, but it feels like something's missing when you're not here.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Well,
that
you guys.
Tingliness in your fingertips.
I mean,
that's pretty much.
In fairness, you guys excommunicated me from the family, and then you forgave me so
well,
I can come back
year.
For the second hour. Right. It's the sins of the past.
Should all acquaintance will be forgot.
I mean, I'm sorry that I peed on the Christmas tree.
Well, it's over now.
I saw the dogs do it. They didn't get in trouble.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It was
did.
A pretty pathetic Christmas tree anyway.
It was really bad.
Well, and much more so after I peed on it. I mean, I agree.
It had that wintergreen that
stench.
Sort of stench.
I like that you took the time out to get it out and put it up, but never to straighten it out or keep it from falling over or anything.
That was too much work.
Like you picked it out and threw it over there.
It was hard enough just to get it out and then put it back in its little cabinet, which it will stay till next year. We started off this hour with Winter Garden. That's a band out of Denmark. Their song Sacrifice, C-Leb and the Kettle Black with Can't Get That Low. And we started off this hour with The Crying Spell, Tattooed Girl, off of their album Through Hell to Heaven, which I highly recommend. Crying Spell is a band that's blowing up. They are from Seattle, but I know they do really well when they travel over to Europe, and they're a big deal around here. I think they
just played a halftime Seahawks game. Yeah. That was a contest.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
And they won?
Yeah. Like a lot of plays or a lot of shows with voting, and they won.
Well, they deserve it, man. That's
a big deal for them.
Really, really good stuff. So anyway, let's move forward with some music. Galactic's always good to have you in, sir, and we're looking forward to what you bring to the program eventually, sometime.
At some point.
Later.
But first, we have music. It's The Sins and Burn.
I find your temples all around your world. I'll burn them down into their only dust. I'll find all of your favorite possessions, baby, and break them until there's nothing left. Why does it always have to be this way? Why don't you listen to the words I say? I don't care how you feel. The world goes around without you, dear.
Thank you.
stepped on it, I pulled it out, and I tore it up. Why does it always have to be this way? Why don't you listen to the words I say? I don't care about you. My world is dead, and you are dead. Burn! I want to burn you. Burn! I want to burn you. Burn! I want to burn you.
happiness, honey, but you'll never get your money till your pennies go down. If you wanna rock me, shock me, and if you wanna roll me, you throw me. If you wanna burn me, sting me, better get your head down and sting me. Yeah, 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 hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Girl, you get the sweetest candy, but you never get paid until your pants go down. Girl, you get the sweetest honey, but you never get your money until your pants go down.
Blanco Bronco with White Idiot Boy, Menthol James with Rock Me, and we started off the Sins, that set right there, doing their song Burn here on the True Fidelity Show, your weekly break from the musical mainstream, you know, those same six songs that you hear over and over again. We
don't do that.
We play killer stuff by great independent bands from all over the world. Thus, we are true to the music and true fidelity. We're also true to this. All right, everybody. I took a little break last week from giving you the independent music website of the week, but we're back on it. Yes, sir. I'm doing my job. And I got a good one.
Getting
really
paid.
Good one this week.
Oh.
It's called pigeonsandplanes.com. You say, well, what does that have to do with music? I'm going to tell you. They have a really cool about page where they explain this whole pigeons and planes thing. And they say the idea was to incorporate two things that are at complete opposite, but also have something in common. And then in this case, a common thing is flight. A pigeon is a perfect symbol for the starving artists who are trying to survive in an urban world that wasn't made for independent artists. Mostly ignored, mostly unwanted, and there's a lot of them. It's a tough life, but they survive however they can. When the time comes, they take flight. Whereas the plane represents the mainstream artists, finely tuned machines associated with major corporations, a global reach to the masses, and serious money.
Wow.
So very
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that was great. Like that. So I like that.
I just want to sit here and take a moment of silence on that now.
Okay. Enough. Okay. pigeonsandplanes.com is a great website. And one of my favorite things is they have once a week the 15 songs you need to download right now. And you click the page and there they all are. And you can go through and sift through them, find the ones you like. It's heavy on independent artists and hip hop artists. If you like hip hop, this is a really cool tool for you as well. They also have pages for interviews, videos, obviously audio, and all the great stuff that these websites that I'm bringing to you provide. The contest page. Let me tell you about the contest page because I'm signing up myself. They have great killer packages. The one right now is the Epic Limited Edition Daft Punk Alive Vinyl Box Set, which if you've done your homework, folks, that's about a $300 value. They also have tickets to shows. They have a meet and greet at backstages. They have other packages for different independent artists and some commercial artists as well, like Daft Punk and other things, Outkast vinyl packages and stuff, chance to meet Pharrell. I don't know how these guys do it, but they do it and they do it well. And so check them out. They've moved themselves up high on my list of places to check out. Pigeonsandplanes.com. Everybody get over to it. Tell them True Fidelity sent you. I'm Big D, and this is Sweetwater with Tonight. We'll be back.
Led by the forces to rocket into outer space.
Mars retrieval. You
Hey, you're listening to True Fidelity. It's like the radio, but good.
All right, welcome back to the big program, everybody. You just heard Mars Retrieval Unit with Outer Space. Galactic, is that like, do they play that over like the intercoms, you know, on the elevators and stuff out there?
You know, no, it's actually just they only play Tom Jones in space.
Nice.
It's crazy.
So the women don't wear panties.
Well,
so
you know why I... No, they don't. And you know why I spend so much time on Earth.
That's. We also heard Clover Jane with To the Top, and we started off Sweetwater Tonight. So, hey, Galactic, how was your New Year's?
It was good, man.
All that stuff.
It was good. Hosted a little event.
Yeah, you did.
Played, shared the stage with some great bands. Played to a lot of people, didn't get drunk.
That's always a positive.
But watched a lot of other people get really drunk. Really, really, really drunk.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I don't know if any of our syndicate stations around would know what I'm talking about, but here in our area and in a lot of the states, they have this thing called Uber. You know,
yeah.
It's like a cab service.
They got the Uber cab, yeah.
It's a home cab service kind of thing. And so Uber and then whatever the other one is, I can't remember. There's another one that's kind of a competitor. They all jacked their rates up.
Yep.
On New Year's Eve.
I watched two guys almost get into a fist fight over a cab.
Really?
Right outside the venue.
They couldn't share it.
And then aren't there usually like a service or two that's a free cab too on New Year's?
There's some of those. And
yeah.
That seems weird. You got some that go free and some that like double their price.
Double jacked, but they're like, you know, our current wait time is like 6 hours, you know,
no
what I
doubt.
Mean for the free cabs.
Right.
Yeah, you could walk home by then.
Right.
Yeah.
There was one upcoming service, kind of like an Uber service, mm-hmm. where what they were doing is they would give you a ride home for free if mm-hmm. it was under 50 miles.
Uh-huh.
But if it went over 50 by
That's
just
still
a click.
Long cab yeah. ride, man.
It is a long cab ride, but if it went over, or maybe it was 25, but it was somewhere in that
right.
range.
Yeah.
But if you went over by like even one
tenth of a mile,
you
That's
paid.
Where you get out the block before, man.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
I'd be watching that meter.
Yeah. You can just let me out here.
Let me out.
Yeah.
Because I think and roll.
Up to that point, every cab ride was, everything was 10. Like it was no matter where you were going.
Right.
But once you clicked over, you paid the entire amount. And whatever the amount was like, it would have been.
To make up for everybody else that only paid 10.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you hope they pass out in the back. And then if I'm the driver, I'm going around the block a few
yeah,
times.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't find your house. I drove around the block 37
That'll be
$300.
Dollars, sir. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Crap karma.
They do have the Uber horror stories as well on
oh, yeah.
the internet. You can read
Horrors?
About some crazy stuff that happens in Uber cabs.
Not horror stories.
Not
there's probably some of that.
A little bit.
Boxy
horror
winked at me
story?
When she said
well,
horror stories.
You should have heard her story.
I mean, I liked it, but you know, it was.
You should have heard the news earlier. It's all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and how if you listen to certain songs, you get horny and you can't help yourself.
Damn it! The Interstellar Highway really screwed me today, bro.
Well, you got to tune us in, bro.
He's still thinking about the panty free freaks. So
right?
You know,
Tom Jones.
But anyway,
I got to go visit this space place that Galactic keeps talking about. All right, here's Empire Rocket Machine and Gimme Gimme. We'll be back here on the True Fidelity Show.
Gimme Gimme, you silver tongue, silent seraphim. Give me,
every soul on the sale. The devil is loose, grabs some booze and derail. All I wanted was you. All that I ever wanted was to be next to you. All I got was.
Jim right there with I'm on Fire, Empire Rock Machine doing Gimme Gimme, and well, because Galactic's in the house, we have to do this.
All right, guys, I'm Patrick Galactic, and this is my new feature, Spoken Words. I used to be a younger person, like almost as young as a child, except sexier. What I don't understand now that I understood then is quote-unquote indie music. Before I was a great big man, indie music was easily identified as music made independently of a major record label. What indie seems to mean today is music made by Amish fashionistas designed to lull eager consumers to sleep so that they can easily listen to car and credit card commercials. I had no idea that independent artists were so rich! And ironic, too! Had I known all of that then, I would have loaded up on kitty t-shirts, farmed the straw to make a collection of hats, grown a grandpa mustache, and stopped being poor years ago! You know what I just thought about? The past. Everyone tells me to live in the moment, and that's probably good advice. But the biggest moment livers I know are the same people who buy cassette tapes and brand new t-shirts of bands that broke up 20 years ago. And that's not even the most confusing thing about it! Most of them are too young to have ever owned a cassette when cassettes were cassettes! And even then, cassettes sucked! The only reason we owned them at all was because we couldn't play a record in a car or carry a turntable on our shoulder. But I ain't hating Little Billy. Oh, no. Because at least people buying tapes are buying music at all. Everyone knows digital downloads and physical music sales have experienced a steep decline, and that's easy enough to understand. Who the hell wants to spend one American dollar on music they haven't already heard free of charge 30 to 40 times? We know that the majority of physical music sales in America are catalog sales, or, put another way, reissues of albums that have most likely been repackaged, remastered, and reissued several times already, i.e., the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, the Eagles, etc. So what the leaping hell is a starving artist to do? Well, I have an idea, and it's positively sickening. Why waste all our precious billable hours reinventing the music industry when we can just do what Hollywood is already doing? Most of us have noticed the endless streams of largely terrible remakes that have flooded theaters the last 15 years, right? Iconic movies that illuminated and inspired generations past are recast and spat out by eager studios desperate for a way to liberate the public of their hard-earned dollars. Why can't the music industry follow this same course? Why don't we just remake classic albums with new artists? We can keep worshipping the past, recycling our pop culture, take absolutely no risks, and still feel like we're doing something new. And if that doesn't work, we can always get North Korea involved. We have always been a nostalgic lot. We love our past and find ways to pay tribute to pop cultures of yesteryear on a frequent basis. But what are we going to be nostalgic for in 20 years? Will we be fondly remembering our litany of remakes and collectible Billy Idol box sets? Is that all we've got? Don't get me wrong. The spirit of invention and innovation is far from dead, but it isn't getting its due in today's world. Looking to the past can be informative, but worshiping it as far superior to today is dangerous and, frankly, lazy. That said, I'm Patrick Galactic, and this has been Spoken Words. When you live like there's no tomorrow, you frequently end up dead. Do find and support innovative artists in all medias. Don't waste your time telling me why cassettes are actually superior to vinyl or even CDs, but most of all, stick this in your ear holes, kid!
I think I'm going to go record an album right now.
Yeah. No.
You inspired me, and I don't even sing. Right. I can play like three chords, but I'm cutting one.
That's how rock and roll started, man.
I know. Three chords and a bad attitude.
Yeah, absolutely. I got plenty of bad
attitude. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah, man. I mean, the only thing I can add to that, and that was brilliant and awesome, and I'm going to call you Rev from now on. is the whole retro, like how many times can we be retro?
Well, we recycle pop culture on like a 20-year cycle, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's gotten worse because it started really with the country music, who basically ran out of ideas. Uh-huh. And so they started in the 90s doing 70s rock stuff,
right? Which, and they
then,
still do.
Yeah. And then, and so now they're up to like the 80s,
right? The best rock and roll albums currently made are country western albums.
It really could come full circle back around. I mean look back at like even like Janis Joplin, right? Uh-huh. She was covering some old music. Yeah. She covered a lot of stuff.
If they're classics, okay. Right.
But still, all I'm saying is, in our sort of digital single age, you might see more and more of that, where you might see some star come and rise into being all because of some great cover they did, you know?
And I don't know about you, but I had a record player in my 69 Nova.
And even based on my report today and the science of that and the fact that your brain has pattern recognitions and it gives you pleasure equivalent to that of sex and food. When you listen to music you like and recognize, that's why it sells when you know it. That's why cover bands make more money at the gigs at the local bars than an original band.
There's nothing wrong with loving what's happened before, and I don't think that anybody's free
forward.
Of anybody's free of being influenced, but like, why can't we as a culture reach for things that are of our own time? Because it's so disproportionate these days, especially in popular culture. I mean, we are like literally a year or two from watching like kids in high school walking around with Palm Pilots talking about how awesome they are and how much better they are iPhones.
How about this? Nobody uses voice machines or answering machines anymore.
Right.
But now that's become the new thing on the new iPhone, is that you can leave a voice message.
Ooh.
And it just plays right there. It's like, we've had voice messaging forever. Right. How is that all of a sudden
like
popular
voice texting?
Again?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, stop. All right. Hey, we have a new feature, brand new feature on the show that we're going to close out our shows from now on with what we're going to call the cream of the crap.
The best of the worst.
The best of the worst, my man. I mean, we get tons of submissions here on the show and also on the station that we run, NWCZ Radio, plug ding. and not all of it's good.
No.
No. In fact, a lot of it's not very good.
No, yeah.
And we have to sift through it. So if we have to hear it.
And then a lot of it doesn't even have the title or anything included.
And that's what this is. Right. This came out as track one. And so we're not going to tell you who it is or what the name of the song is, because frankly, we don't even know. But if we have to listen to it, you have to listen to it. And that's how we're going to end it from now on. I'm Big D.
I'm Voxy.
I'm C. Fry.
I'm Patrick Galactic.
On one.
And for Squeeze, everybody, we are True Fidelity. And here it is, Cream of the Crap, track one. We will see you next week.
When you're the best at the worst, you're still the best at something.
You're number one, man.
I think that I found it. This has to be legit. I was all askew. Finally something true. Life begins anew. Wanna be living every day for all eternity with you by my side. Giving love my heart and every single part of me to you. Just want to hold you in my arms forever, never let you go. Wish time would just stand still. Fits, I think that I found it. This has to be legit. It's all askew. Finally, something true. Life begins anew. Wanna be living every day for all eternity with you by my side. Giving love my heart and single part of me to you. Mm-hmm.
Raindrops hit the ground in Seattle, we don't get down, 'cause you know that we make the sound. Drinking coffee in the rain, 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 drinking coffee in the rain.
You've been listening to True Fidelity. You can contact us at truefishow@gmail.com. That's T-R-U-E FIShow@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Tune in again next week. Same Fi time, same Fi channel.